It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for February 22nd of 2026. Washtenaw County Commissioner and current Democratic candidate for Ann Arbor Mayor, Yousef Rabi, spoke some plain truth on how Michigan Democrats must get on the right side of the hyperscale artificial intelligence data center expansion fight that's happening throughout the state. Rabi, who's a former state representative and is a current member of the Democratic Socialist of America, recently told a group of Democrats that voters are looking for politicians who will push back against these massive projects to build data centers for billionaire tech bros from the Epstein class. The Detroit News' Craig Mauger, Melissa Nan Burke, and Bethel Blanc reported how Rabi warned Democrats how they will lose the governor's mansion and both chambers in the state legislature if they appear wishy-washy on data centers. He said voters would just go to the Republicans, such as gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard, who's been perhaps the lead voice on the Republican side to oppose these billionaire data centers. And I get where Yousef Rabi is coming from, because while progressives and MAGA working class voters are actually joining forces right now to block these centers from being constructed in their towns, the Michigan Democratic Party leadership appears to be playing along with the billionaire tech bro Epstein class. First, as I've brought up here before, it's no secret that leading Michigan Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jocelyn Benson's husband is the vice president of Related Companies, which is tied to that 250-acre data center campus that's being put together from OpenAI and Oracle. Oracle, by the way, which is owned by the billionaire Ellison family, which now owns CBS Paramount and has now torn apart the CBS News division. Not sure why we'd want to be joining forces with a group that's against democracy, that's against the working class. Now, I could be wrong, but I have not really heard a loud enough pushback or resistance from Benson or her campaign on how she'll be a voice for working class Michiganders on this issue. Now, Benson's campaign did tell the Detroit News that any hyperscale data center built in the state must guarantee good paying union jobs that protect natural resources and lower energy costs. And Benson's campaign said that she'll put real standards and guardrails in place. Okay, but instead of just statements, I think voters would like to know exactly how. And maybe Jocelyn Benson could give some speeches on this topic, since it's going to be a big one this election season. For example, as progressive Democratic State Representative Dylan Magella from Garden City brought up recently, when DTE experiences a region-wide power outage, which, you know, millions of Michiganders have experienced year in and year out, who will get top priority to get their power back up and running? Residents or these hyperscale AI data centers? Representative Wagella will be my guest on this week's show, by the way. And on top of that, we know plans for these data centers are usually full steam ahead before residents in these towns, like the massive one planned for Saline, even learn about them, thanks to non-disclosure agreements these town leaders signed with the billionaire tech bro companies. And what's worse is that when Democrats had control of the state trifecta, instead of passing polluter pay bills, the leadership pushed through a bill during the lame duck session to provide enormous tax breaks to these tech companies so that way they could build these hyperscale data centers. And then to make matters even worse, Governor Whitmer, who lauded the Saline Township project, put three people on the Michigan Public Service Commission, whose main job apparently is to just rush through approvals for these AI data centers without really providing details on the environmental cost of these centers or, you know, what happens when people will inevitably lose their jobs. And it must be noted, too, that Shaquila Myers, the former chief of staff for former Democratic House Speaker Joe Tate, is one of those who Whitmer appointed to the MPSC. And Shaquila Myers, according to the Detroit News, once warned those in her party against defying Michigan's utility monopoly of DTE and Consumers Energy, both companies which have given lots of cash to both parties in Lansing. Joe Tate, by the way, is also supporting Haley Stevens to be Michigan's next United States Senator, just saying. So this appears to be a troubling and frustrating reoccurrence between Democratic base voters and establishment Democratic Party officials, just as we saw with how flat-footed and tepid corporate Democrats were on the ICE Gestapo as the people pretty much had to get out in the streets and do the fighting back. We're seeing the same thing from these same corporate Democrats on these hyperscale AI data centers. From Saline to Howell to Kalkaska, working-class Michiganders are binding together on fighting back against these tech bro billionaires from the Epstein class. Yeah, we've identified who the enemy is, but when will these same Democrats join us in this fight? If not, then it's no wonder why we're seeing bold progressive Democrats winning primaries across the country. You can't say you oppose authoritarianism if you go along with it. leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.